This podcast is sponsored by FlashFilmAcademy.com. If you're into photography, filmmaking, or video production, FlashFilmAcademy.com is an online training platform designed to help you monetize your passion. There's a ton of information online to help you capture a better image, but there's only one place you need to go if your goal is to make a living doing what you love. Enroll today to get three free courses. FlashFilmAcademy.com. It's time to turn your passion into profit.
Before we even get started with the podcast, I want to introduce something new to you. If you're tired of missing these live streams or missing videos, we have a new service where we can text you when we go live or launch a new video. All you got to do is text Flash Film to 74121. That's one word, Flash Film to 74121. All right, let's get started. What's really good? It seems like it's been a while. I know I've been going through NAB. I had to do some things. But I'm back. Today, we're going to talk about your company motto, right? What it means, why you need to have one. If yours is get down or lay down, we've seen a few people mottos pop up. If yours is something like that, it's probably going to be rough getting clients unless you're in the security business. But why it's important to have a company motto and what it should do for your brand is something that's huge, right? A lot of times I've talked about value propositions and what you offer to a client. Your name should reflect your value proposition as well as your motto. And if you don't have a motto, you're probably not getting a lot of clients. You're making stuff a lot worse or a lot worse for yourself. You're making your ability to sell that much harder. We want to make it easy. We want to make clients know that they want to work with us from the moment they see us, and they're just trying to find out if we have availability or not. So what I'm going to ask you to do is I'm going to ask you to hit that like button. Go ahead, hit that subscribe, follow the directions right there, and then we're going to roll these graphics, and we're going to get right into it. Let's do it.
You're listening to Content and Cash, a Flash Film Academy podcast. If you want to learn how to take pretty pictures, this is not the place. But if you're ready to make a living by learning the business behind the camera, buckle up, because it's time to turn passion into profit with your host, Ty Turner.
Let's get this show on the road. We're going to make it short and sweet this week. It's real important that you have a motto, or a motto needs to display your value proposition, all right? Very important. Before we even do that, I got to let you know my name is Ty Turner. I'm a former Army combat photographer and the owner of Flash Film Media, which is a production company located here in Texas, one of Texas' most trusted production company. If you want to learn how to make your pictures better, if you want to learn how to get more cinematic shots and make your girlfriend look a little bit cuter on her pictures, this ain't the place. If you want to understand the business side, this is where you need to be. We're talking about nothing but business. We're bringing tons of business your way. Real quick, let me plug a few things because we got a lot of people who... I ran into a lot of people at NAB. I want to say shout out to everybody I ran at NAB. If you are a member of the community, you should have a special tag next to your name. I'm just going to put that out there. If you're a member of the community, you may want to check that out. You may want to definitely check that out. Big shots to everybody I ran into, from Brandy to Carlos to Tyler. We had a blast. If you miss NAB, you missed a good time, because I had a chance to meet a lot of gold members or non-gold members. I ran into people who just watched the channel, and I want to say it was great meeting you guys and finally getting to put some faces to some names. It was a whole lot of fun. I mean, I kicked it with nothing but gold members, subscribers all week. We rocked all week, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and we had a good time. I'm going to tell you, if you missed out, you missed out. So let me put that out there. Let me say that. Let me also say that, let me tell you about this week's sponsor. I think it's important that, we talk about this week's sponsor. Before I do that, I'm going to seriously ask that you post your company mottos in the comments. If you don't have one, say I don't have one. But let's roll this quick sponsor real quick. We work hard on these. Let's do it.
Attention photographers and filmmakers.
You've been conditioned by your favorite YouTuber to think that blowing money on gear and a crappy portfolio site will bring you business. And that is complete BS. My name is Ty. I'm a former Army combat photographer and the owner of a small production company that has worked with these big clients in the past. I created Flash Film Academy, an online platform designed to teach you the business side of the industry. focusing on helping you develop a consistent six-figure business designed to help you go from your current 9-to-5 to doing what you love to do for a living with the gear you already have. We teach you everything from how to even start a business. What should I name my company? What should my colors be? To where to find a consistent flow of high-end clients that are ready to buy now. Click the link below. Let's get started. There you go. Now you up and running. You got it right in the face, right in the good old throat punch. Okay. I'm going to post that on the screen too for you, for everybody that's asking. We'll keep that up there for a minute and then we're yanking it. But let's talk. Let's talk about why your tagline, why your motto is so important, right? And I want to go over a few models that came up, which is company name, First Class Visuals. We make video production easy. I like that. There's a lot of people who say we don't have one yet, or how do we add a tag, or we shoot 4K, or video content that drives business growth. Tim, that's probably my favorite one. My favorite one so far. So let me tell you about my company and my motto, right? And there's a reason why my motto or my tagline is what it is. Again, I'm with Flash Film Media, of course. We work with nothing but businesses, right? And our motto is discover new ways to increase client engagement using digital content designed to get results, right? Our motto is around creating content that's designed to get results. And that's really, if you shorten it, it's creative media designed to get results. So why did I go with that? Why is that important? Why did I even mention that? Because listen, remember what I told you, when you work with businesses, they purchase based off logic. They don't purchase off emotional decisions. They're not doing this for a birthday party. They're not doing this because they would like to have memories. Companies that I work with, they're doing this to make a profit. They're trying to create content or purchase or bring on a company to create content that makes them a profit. So if the mindset is that we create content designed to get results, that puts us ahead of our competition. That's just saying we're going to shoot pretty pictures. Who cares if it's pretty pictures if it does not get results? And if you have a brand that's built around getting clients results instead of pretty pictures, then they understand that you understand what business is all about. And it also reminds the client that we are the subject matter expert in creating content that gets results. That way I don't have to fight with a client about their idea of shooting one wide shot of a chair for 30 minutes, where we may have ideas to shoot something for 30 seconds or 60 seconds. We may have ideas that are designed around their end goal, which is to get results. Whenever a client speaks to you and they have pain points, the goal is to get results, right? To move them out of that pain point, And if you don't have a brand that's designed to do that, it's going to be very difficult selling value to a client. Clients will pay a lot of money to work with a company that provides results, not pretty pictures, not 4K, not 8K, not 12K, but results. Good looking out on the super chat. Appreciate you, bro. From Edifying Pursuit Media, always be ahead. Now make sure, now depending on what your niche is, and I talk about, I'm gonna plug this all day, I'm gonna punch you in the throat in this all day, because if you don't have a niche, this don't apply to you. You lost in the sauce. You got to go back 3 steps before we even had this conversation if you don't have a niche. If your company does not specialize in something, this conversation ain't for you. Go back to step one. We shouldn't even be here. Because if you do everything, your motto doesn't matter because it's not valuable to anybody. If you do everything, you're Walmart. And Walmart specializes in cheap prices. Walmart's motto is the cheapest it can get. Everything about Walmart is cheap, from the customer service to the items you buy. If you don't want the best, if you go to Walmart, you want cheap if you go to Walmart, period. And that's cool if you have $1 million and you can buy enough inventory where you can make profit on it. But it's not cool for me and you that's starting a small business and profit is important. We want every job to count. Walmart can take a loss on toilet paper because they know they're going to make it up on gum in the checkout aisle. They can do things like that. They have different business strategies that you and I cannot afford to do. We make money off being profitable, and you become profitable by building a brand that specializes in something for a particular type of client. And it's easier to market and find these clients when you know who your target audience is. If you have not taken that step, and a lot of people don't take that step, not because they don't know how, because the information is available, but because they're too lazy to take that step. It requires work for you to say, okay, this is what I'm going to focus on, and this is what I'm going to do. A lot of people are too lazy to do the research to realize that doing less will make you more. They are afraid of doing less because they don't understand business. Period. A lot of people are stuck there thinking that if I do one thing, I'm not going to make it. They have not read enough. They have not learned enough about business to understand how business works. Meanwhile, they go out and they hire subject matter experts and spend money with subject matter experts every day. People love Chick-fil-A. They only do chicken. Raising Cane's only got chicken tenders. What company got everything? McDonald's. They got salads to burgers and everything is cheap. If you want a really good burger, you're not going to get a cheap burger. You're not going to get a really good 99-cent burger. The place that you go to when you want a really good burger in your town probably sell a $10, $15, $30 burger. That's where you go where you want the best. Now, you can either be McDonald's or you can be that gourmet burger spot. McDonald's got to bring people in and out the door 24/7 to make a lot of money. That gourmet spot, they only need 6 tables. Now, if you're a small company, do you want to do customer service on 1,000 people a day or 12? I want to do customer service on 12 people because if I have any problems, it's easy to handle. It's easy to manage and my profits are greater. So starting a company, you should be trying to hit as many home runs as possible. Appreciate the super chat. Appreciate the super chat. He says, hey, and it, you know what? Let me say this real quick. Let me say this real quick. Gym drop, because there's a lot of people watching. Let me say this. And I know people watch and I talk about courses all the time. I got to give you that spiel. I got to talk about why. There's so much fundamental stuff you need to learn before we have these conversations. There's so much that you don't know, right? And to see people come on here, and these people ain't staged. I don't ask them. I don't ask nobody to say nothing. To see people come on here and they talk about how courses have changed everything. You don't know what you don't know. Whether you read a book about business, whether you have to always, you're not going to be able to walk. If you think that you're going to wake up one day and decide you want to go in business as a content creator, knowing what you know now, you're not going to make it. You're not going to make it. You're just not. And I'm not even going to sugarcoat it for you. You don't know enough about business. You think you do, but you don't. When you start to learn about business, you will realize you don't know enough. There are things that you've heard, little parts of it. And then when you see how things play together, you'll realize that I miss a whole chunk of information I needed to make these bits and pieces work together. The mind tells you, you know, your ego is telling you, you know, but the truth is you don't. When I started to grow my company, that was a hard pill I had to swallow, right? Like I had to realize that yes, I'm smart. Yes, I'm intelligent, but I don't know what I don't know. And that's okay. The issue is when you're not willing to seek that information. I cannot teach will. I can only teach skill. You have to have the will. And when you work with people who think they know it, they are usually right in that same position all their life. Thinking they know it, thinking the world is stupid and they're the smartest one on the planet. Those who understand there is a lot to learn, they consistently want to learn. Michael Jordan probably still taking free throws right now. He's still working on jump shots and his career is done and over with because he's in the mindset or he understands why it's important to keep learning, keep learning, keep learning. Every NBA player still has practice and they're at the highest level. When you don't want to practice, when you don't want to learn, that's when your life ends. That's when your career ends. That's when you're done. So to see people post stuff like that, and I appreciate the super chat, bro. To see people post stuff like that tells me that they understand the importance of knowledge. That's why gold membership and being in the after hours is so important because we get to bounce so much stuff off each other that we never thought about, that we never learned. There are things that I learned from a lot of gold members. I'm like, man, I never thought about that. Let's put that to work. For me to get there, I had to hire mentors who put me in my place and told me, bro, you don't know what you think you know. You need to go relearn this. You need to go back and learn more about this because you don't know it. I know you think you do. You probably learned enough to survive thus far, but you don't know it. So go back and learn more. And as a content creator, our ego is so strong because we're just creatives. And you can't tell a creative nothing because a creative is usually never wrong. Whether I paint a whole portrait or throw paint at a canvas, it's still art. And we still want the respect of an artist. But the truth is, when it comes to business, it don't work like that. Businesses have been running for years. And if you don't take the time to understand enough, you need to be an engineer or a technician when it comes to running a business. If you are not that, you will either get taken advantage of or your business won't grow. Your business won't grow. Crichton said he did a 5-hour chat about construction video. And what about getting with OSHA, about getting OSHA certified? So I got to tell you this because in module 1, we talk about life before we even get into business. Stuff you need to have in order in life before you even think about running a business because it may not be cut out for you. I got to say that because I don't want to sell you on the idea that you can roll out of bed and close 5-figure deals. It won't happen. You're not going to walk into a room of people you've never been around and be able to relate to them or convince them to relate to you or have what you should have with you, the right tools to present to them. If you don't have the knowledge of what they need, what they go through, what they like, you will not succeed. And I just don't want to BS you with that. This story that you can just, you know, be this genius that run into a business and close them on a $10,000 video. It's not real, bro. It's not real. For me, I had to hire mentors and read a lot of books and put myself in a position to learn about who my ideal audience is, my client is, before I started having success. And the first thing I had to do was realize that I didn't know everything. And I can't make it no more real than that for you. I can't break it down no more for you. I can't slap you with it no harder than that. Again, Flash Film Academy is here to help winners take it to the next level. We're not here to turn losers into winners. And what do I mean by that, Ty? Real important, I specify what I mean because it sounds harsh. It's not harsh. There are people that just want the prestige. They want the term entrepreneur to be used alongside of their name. They want to be looked at as a business owner. They want to be looked at as successful. And then there are those who really want to do it. There are those who don't care what you think, but they want to take their brand to the next level, to feed their family, to take care of their kids, to achieve what they want to achieve. They don't care about what everybody else thinks. They're not here to impress the world. They are here to fulfill a journey that they have. And they're so hungry for knowledge. They're so hungry for knowledge that they understand that there is a lot to learn in this world to get to where they want to get. They are not the ones who want to look like an entrepreneur, who want to just go to the networking events, who want to just shake hands and take pictures and post on a Facebook page that they got 12 companies and they got a business and they've been in business for 10 years and yada, 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 but ain't did nothing with that business. Still working and you got a business for 10 years. When people tell me they own 2 and 3 companies and they got a job, my conversation is over with right there. Because ain't no way in hell I'm going to work for somebody and I got 3 companies. You ain't doing something right. Ain't no way in hell I'm gonna be paying taxes on company money and going through all this to form an S corp or C corp and paying bookkeepers. And I'm still going to work for somebody. I still got to call somebody else boss. And I got 6 companies that I've had for 12 years. You can stop right there, bro. Cause you're not the person I need to be around. I need to be around a person who started a company, who spent money on trying to understand what success looks like, and they implemented it in a way where they are their own boss. I don't trust people that got 5 companies. I don't trust people that got 1 company and a job, and they've had it for a long time. So you mean to tell me you haven't come across one or two books to help you pull away from that job? People act like this stuff is normal. You're going to get a lot of people that act like this stuff is normal. I know you know a lot of people that got businesses and they half-ass it and their business is a side hustle forever. You can make up some excuse about they ain't built, everybody ain't built for it, but yet whatever. If you have the opportunity to be self-made and not have a boss and you don't take it, you are where you deserve to be. It is what it is. Okay. Let's go back to a few other things. Let's talk about motto real quick. Let's get back to it because I get on that tangent. You know how I feel about that. I got to make sure you are. You. There's other YouTube channels that will baby you and give you videos on how, you know, a lens can change your fortune. And then there's the truth. There's what it actually takes to be in business. And business is a cutthroat game. It is a dangerous place for the uneducated. Right? It is a dangerous place for the uneducated. And if you are uneducated, you're not going to make it. You got to make the transition. You're absolutely right, Tim. Tim said you got to make the transition to full-time and commit to growth. Absolutely. And that doesn't take you having the balls to quit your job. It takes you having a business that is sustainable so that you can comfortably make that transition. See, my company brought in more than my job brought in less time than it took me to go to work. That's why I made the switch. My company was bringing in more money in 10 hours a week than I was making for 40 hours a week for a company. Also, I didn't have to ask nobody, could I take a day off? Could I leave early to get my kids? Could I go have lunch with my daughter at school? Can I have this weekend off? It made more money in 10 hours than I made in 40. It was a no-brainer. When my job got in the way of my clients, it was time to go. As you grow your business and invest in, I'm not saying you can't have a job and a business, but there should be a plan to transition over. They shouldn't go side by side. Doesn't make any sense. That just means you lack in the business side of things. Your business knowledge is not there. I don't give a damn how great your pictures are. I don't care how great your video is. I don't care how much you can edit. I don't care what resolution you're delivering your content in. 8K, 4K, I don't care. I don't care. It means nothing to me. It means nothing to me. I can give somebody a freaking Alexa Mini and I can take an iPhone and we can go at the end of the month and see who has the most clients and made the most money. It's going to be the guy who understood the business side of it. Jim, good looking out on the super chat. May the fourth be with you too. I started to come on here with my Darth Vader mask, but I don't feel like going to find it. I started. But let's talk about, you know, let's talk about your motto, right? You need to have it up front and center. It needs to be on everything. It needs to be on everything. And your motto needs to speak to your ideal client. Your motto needs to speak to whoever your target audience is. If it does not, it is not a good motto, right? If it does not, it is not a good motto. So the motto is based on who your target audience is. Keep that in mind. It's based on who your target audience is. And if you don't have that, if you don't understand who your target audience is, your motto is useless. Your motto is just words that you think is dope. You think somebody gonna like. That's what you think. And your motto needs to be way more than that. It needs to be your value proposition. And if it's not your value proposition, you're just making up stuff. That sounds cool to someone who is not educated in understanding what a model should do for your brand, but it's not real. When you start looking up company models or taglines or slogans, there's a lot to be learned when it comes to why they chose what they chose. There's a lot to be learned. And if you don't understand that, it's kind of like logos, right? You can't just get a graphic designer to make you a logo. It don't work like that. You can't get a graphic designer to just put you a logo together. It don't work like that, right? You need somebody who understands business to create that logo for you.